Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. To ask a question during question-and-answer session, please press star then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Maria Tafuri. You may begin.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon for the guys that are in Europe. My name is Maria Tafuri. Many people can call me Mary. I'm fine both ways. I'm the worldwide leader for Tivoli AVP. Today with me, there is Maureen Michaels, one of my delivery managers, and Sanjay Sekaran, our worldwide operation and business evangelist in the U.S. If you all have the deck open in front of you, we can go together on slide two so you can see the agenda of what we plan to share with you today. Since we know that there is a mixed audience of new and experienced salespeople out there, so we will go through some basic concepts that probably are known to some of you. But overall, we hope to give you information that can help you in your daily job. As I was saying, I have an organization of about 90 people worldwide. 45% more or less are full time dedicated to AVP in different roles, and another 55% are acting in part-time or in combo role, and many of those are, in shared people in between level two and services. I wanted to share with you this information to give you an idea of our global organization. We have a pretty good worldwide coverage and good skills in each geo, and the reason for that is because we want to try to be close as much as possible to our customers in order to understand specific needs and culture differences. We do focus a lot on skill, and when I say that, I mean both soft and technical skills. So we continuously go through refresh training and stuff like that to make sure that the whole team is always, up to speed with new technical competency as well as reinforce the soft skills too. So if you go through the agenda, you see that we will go through why Tivoli. So give you a product overview of the portfolio and each of the key pillars we have. Then we will walk you through our specific offerings and some discount and negotiation that we have available out there for AVP customers, some success stories and feedback from Tivoli clients, as well as where the client pain points are. So if you go with me on slide three, you see, how Tivoli overall portfolio can help customers in aligning and transforming their asset into valued goods and services on their own clients itself, because many of the customers we have other customers to serve. So it is very important for us to be reliable in the solutions that we are providing, because often there are service level agreements and business impact whenever the product that we are delivering, or to better say, the solutions we are delivering, fulfill their purposes. So we have a variety of solutions out there that goes from the availability and performances through the software distribution and discovery of the asset, any kind of asset in the IT environment, and actually also non-IT environment. You hear a lot about smarter and how Tivoli play a key role on the smarter planet. So Tivoli is able to manage the complexity of the IT and non-IT environment. Also on security aspect, and able to find intrusion detection and fix security exposures and compliances, as well as, you know, able to do backup and recovery. So we are an end-to-end solution, really able to provide the right answer to many customers' needs. Another reason why Tivoli, and more than just say why Tivoli, I would say why AVP and Tivoli, and whatever we are saying now is not only for actually Tivoli AVP, but Software Group AVP. All of the software client leaders and industry software sales representative receive 100% quota credit for selling AVP to their customers. So it's a one more reason to keep in mind what AVP can do, and I wanted to share this with you because I think it's an important information to keep in mind always for sales folks, so that even throughout the other slides that Mo and Sanjay will go, you make sure that you see the benefit of the extra attention that you can put into the Tivoli world in selling AVP as well. If you go with me on slide four, you see some information about return of investment. There are a bunch of case studies on our internet available. This is just an example coming from IDC white paper. Often customers, especially in this tough economy, are always looking for, okay, demonstrate me that I have a return of investment whenever I, you know, go for the whole Tivoli solution or specific part of it. So here you see examples and data coming from 16 companies that deployed Tivoli, and seeing blue highlighted there what is the return of investment, like being able to support 66% of more users, so expand their productivity if you want, being cost-effective, eliminating over $5 million in outsourcing cost, and last but not least, of course, you know, increasing the availability, and 99% is no more enough. Customers are targeted to achieve 100%, so with Tivoli, we have been able to successfully demonstrate that we can achieve 99.9% in availability and of our key business application. And we've been able to demonstrate all of this efficiency in less than 1 year. So that's another key, you know, factor, because time is an important variable in cost analysis. And, of course, return of investment. So with this, I can stop, and I'll pass the virtual stage to Maureen Michael. Like I said, she is one of our delivery managers. She has been with Tivoli AVP since the very beginning, so she is very experienced. She knows not only AVP very well, but she has a lot of connection with customers and IBMers, client account team, sales rep. Maybe some of you already know her, or you know people that know her. One of the key reasons why Mo will talk to you is to show you how important he is to partner to sell. Everybody facing customers can find opportunity to sell AVP, and so she spent a lot, like the rest of my team, in building those kind of relationship that can help all of us to be more successful. So, Mo, with this, please go ahead from slide five on.
Okay. Thank you, Mary, and welcome, everyone. Just to continue on Mary's slides, if you look at slide five and six, I think the most important takeaway, for particularly for this audience, I think we're all aware that Tivoli's product portfolio is large and it's comprehensive. So to be effective as a seller, we need to tell you and to help you understand what are the best products as far as what we see out in the industry with trends and just over the last 5 years in premium support or accelerated value, what have we seen with our clients? What have I seen with the selling channels relative to each of the product segments? And how does that affect you guys as sellers? If you look at particularly this slide breaking down each of the segments, monitoring, Maximo, et cetera, you know, why have our customers come to us and purchase AVP contracts? You know, what is it that draws them to AVP so that they see that return on the investment that Mary called out on the previous slide? Well, they come to us for a number of reasons, right? I mean, everyone a little bit different, but most importantly, they come to us for that proactive support. They come to us for migration and deployment support. They come to us for knowledge gap and skills gaps within their clients. Some of these clients come to us because they have high PMR volumes, and ultimately that means that they're struggling probably with long-term strategy, migrations, et cetera. So what do we do for them globally? I mean, what do we do and what do we provide for them to help them that gives you that advantage to take to your customer where you can actually show them benefit? You know, premium support or accelerated value helps them stay ahead of the curve. It helps them be ahead of their problems. It helps them monitor the trends in each of these particular segments. So recently we've deployed what we call segment champions, which partner with our Level 2 community development. And through AVP and the partnership of our clients, we're one step ahead of problems. We're one step ahead of when releases come out to ensure that our clients are successful. Our AVLs also create delivery plans that are detailed, that partner with the, again, Level 2 communities development, ensuring that their long-term roadmaps and their deployment plans are successful. Again, linked in with us, partnered with all the internal IBM communities, and using us as a single point of contact to collaborate. Again, all proactive through the AVP program. I think what's unique when you look at these segments and you look at how quickly AVP has grown in the last 5 years, just to give you some statistics, in the first year as a group, Tivoli, we did about 800,000. The next year, we did about 2.5, and then rolling into this year, we'll probably do close to 15 million in revenue. Our renewal rate is well over 85%. So our clients come in and they stay. What does that all mean to you guys as the sellers, and why should you go out and propose this to your clients? It absolutely frees you guys to go sell more. Sellers get tied up in the aftermath of a sale doing administrative. Sometimes you guys get sucked into the migration work right away because customers are inundated with issues and support questions. It allows you guys to walk away, pass it to the AVL engineers, and let them be the liaison now. So, again, it lets you guys go back to what you do best, which is sell, and then it lets us help them enhance their return on investment, not only from the software but also the support side. I think quite often folks forget that after the sale, the most successful part of the deal is how successful they are in their migrations, their deployments, moving forward throughout their long-term strategies and roadmaps. If the client is not successful on the back end, they're not going to come back and buy more software. And, again, that's where AVP comes in and this organization within Software Group. If you look at the next couple of slides, slide 6, again, is highlighting some of those key products and key areas within each of those segments that we've seen over the last years are some of our biggest clients. I mean, for example, our Maximo product segment, which was an acquisition from 2008, has become one of our largest AVP client base. These clients, again, come in for support. They leverage AVP. For example, we provide knowledge sharing sessions. And in those sessions, we might have a class called Benefits of Maximo Upgrading to 7. These are AVP clients will attend that. We'll discuss upcoming releases, how they can avoid potential problems. We'll also talk about roadmaps. And from history of these knowledge sessions, these are the ones that are most well attended. Again, another added value of premium support. But Maximo currently right now represents almost 50% of our portfolio of AVP. Coming in close behind that is our security segment, and tied probably after that would be our network management space and storage space. So, again, clients in the storage space like State of California, Goldman Sachs, State of Illinois, you can see how diverse the portfolios in each of these segments. Our security space is very obviously influential in the financial sector, Wall Street, depository trusts, U.S. courts, and we also get into the telco and Bell Canada. So, again, each part of the segments touch a specific industry. ABP crosses all of them. So when you look at our portfolio of clients, it's every industry, every sector, again, helping the software be deployed, which at the end of the day, we all are more successful. Without getting into too much detail of the benefit of premium support, I'm going to turn it over to Sanjay, who's going to more specifically walk you through the real gains of premium with our clients and how they've succeeded specifically at some customer sites. And he'll walk you through the next slides, 12 through the end of the deck. And lastly, before I turn it over to him, I'd like to let everyone know on this call and make myself available that sometimes it's a lot to take in a slide presentation. It's only after the fact when you actually have you're at your desk or home and you have an opportunity to digest it. If, in fact, you have questions or something isn't clear or you want more detail about the storage segment and specifically the support structure or how AVP really has benefited, for example, State of California, please come to me. We'll make our names and phone numbers and emails available to everybody. I'm happy to set up any time with any of the sellers on this call to take a look at your accounts, get on a customer call, and actually walk through a premium presentation and see where we can partner to be more successful at IBM's clients. So, Sanjay, we'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mo. To highlight, as Mary referred to in the beginning, I partner with as one team, and that's one thing that I highlight as a group here. We function as one group and try and help assist anyone, including yourselves, in the entire sales cycle. So leveraging Mo or Mary or even myself, where I'm focused a heavy part of it on our internal process and making sure our day-to-day business is functioning correctly while helping on the scopings and analysis and giving you the necessary information and details to help you partner with us to sell effectively with these clients. I'm sure if you have your conversations with your clients, you may have, in fact, come across some situations where they actually were looking at AVP, possibly with some other brands, or maybe even existing AVP clients that are not necessarily with Tivoli. We're finding the Tivoli portfolio overlaps and interacts with all our brands on multiple levels. So to observe many of our clients engaging on multiple portfolios, not just with Tivoli, is certainly nothing new in this day. So if we look on slide 11, we see that Tivoli, while you know AVP can provide similar deliverables, one of the key differentiators with Tivoli AVP are the additional offerings that we provide to our clients who sign up for AVP. In the backup slides, you'll see some more specific details, but we view these offerings as a significant value add, especially around education, since many of our clients leverage AVP to address the gaps in knowledge that they may have in their IT shops. The idea that the clients are not only just signing for AVP deliverables, but having access to these additional offerings can demonstrate that additional value. In fact, I use the on-site training as an example. It's not necessarily need to be delivered by AVP staff per se, that whether it's the individual leader that's facilitating the account to a technical specialist, can also coordinate with additional resources, the key people who may have the deep technical experience to deliver the kind of training that clients might be looking for. So I think there is a bunch of mechanisms that we can deliver that training, one being on-site training, but you can see all the various discounts that are available to our clients. As we turn to slide 12, we wanted to give you some potential prospects and see perhaps these are clients that you're interacting with or have responsibility with your territory. As budget is always a factor for clients, especially in today's economy, we're typically looking at clients who are spending roughly $500,000 in S&S or more. And that's because it's typically around a 20% ratio of cost for AVP to S&S or licenses. So it's important that we have a good ratio or value. Any less than that, and then it becomes hard to sometimes justify the cost and investment. And so that's why, in fact, if you look at some of the clients on this list, a lot of them are significant players in IBM. Obviously, the top revenue to Tivoli we list here, but and that's from last year. But I think also the other side of this chart shows people who are opening up a significant number of PMRs, the problem tickets with their system. And they are the ones who potentially could see real value with AVP because, you know, as Mo alluded to earlier, spending time to manage a lot of these situations is a cost that's taken away in time from their projects, from their various initiatives that they could be, instead, they're spending on these PMRs. So, in fact, we've seen situations where people go, that they have so many PMRs that they're hiring people just to be able to manage these systems. When you have situations like that, you know it's becoming far too costly to maintain. So bear in mind that this list is a global view with those highlighted in red that are existing Tivoli AVP clients. As Mary and Mo highlighted earlier, we have had significant success with our existing clients. Slide 13 and slide 14 show significant wins where AVP have had tremendous impact. I'm not going to really go into tremendous detail here. You know, you can certainly go through the individual points on their own, and they certainly carry some interesting aspects and value adds that we've delivered, but What I think is important to view, you see all the various pictures and how much of a team effort we go to make sure that their client is extremely happy. In both instances, the DTCC and Stadium New York, many of the players themselves are not associated with AVP. They may be development, maybe product planning, whatever the case may be. So I think the core strength of AVP where we bring is that we're able to navigate across the various matrix that we have in IBM, and we are truly a matrix organization. So for the clients who are struggling to get the right kind of attention, we find here in these two examples, just to state a few, that we're able to employ and leverage the right kind of people to get the necessary result. And as you see from the resolutions from both sides, clients are extremely happy. In fact, what we're finding is many of our clients have been with us since 2006. So many clients around for quite a number of years and continuously renew. So we turn to slide 15 at the end. Slide 16 is just some links for your reference, many of which I'm sure you're already familiar with, but still carrying that for your reference. But we end with slide 15. I'd like to leave you with some key criteria of perhaps pain points your clients may have expressed or perhaps you uncovered. Obviously, if a client's not experiencing any pain, it's really hard to build in a case for AVP, but in many of the situations where top clients, top PMR volumes, as I highlighted in the previous slide, or they have significant number of licenses to manage, hopefully we can uncover significant pain points. And our experience, and this is something that Moa alluded to earlier, we hope that your focus, and you would like to have as much of your focus primarily on pre-sales, getting those sales of those licenses. So we realize, though, here's a reality. Clients know you. They come to you as people that are developing that trust that they can leverage to help resolve their post-sales issues. You know, certainly there's a role to play there, but I think about using the example of CRITSITS. And these situations can be time exhausting for all. Of course, the client, getting all the different people on the various calls, of course, IBM as well, and yourselves in particular. Maybe you want to be engaged, but in many of these CRITSITS, we may have daily or if not sometimes multiple calls daily. And these can extend over 30, 60, maybe even longer. I've been in situations where we've had more than 365 days. So those are the kind of times that situations can really exhaust and take you away from your pre-sales activity. So while we certainly can never guarantee a client avoids CRITSITS, what we have seen with our AVP clients is a reduction. Primarily through improved responsiveness, reduced resolution times, and just general focused attention, understanding their business and as it relates to the support, and hopefully combining that with proactive initiatives. Really, that's what our desire and nature is around AVP. Support is typically reactive. Clients are opening up PMRs. We resolve them, we close them, without ever any concept of necessarily who these clients really are. And AVP can give that kind of focus, and hopefully, in the end, we avoid these PMRs altogether. The final call-out I'd like to reference is that with this changing pace and opening up of the economy, maybe you've even seen it with your clients already, they're beginning to lose their top technical staff. Job openings are being created, and so people are no longer fearful of the opportunities that may exist in the economy. And so what we're finding is in the customers that we're talking to is they're starting to develop a gap in the required knowledge. So whereas a few years ago or even just last year, they may have had some strong expertise with the product knowledge of the licenses and software that they buy, we're finding now that gap, and they're losing those key people, and the gap is starting to grow. And I think this is another element where our organization plays significant value, in that we have that tremendous product knowledge depth, not only interfacing with the Matrix organization, but combining that with detailed product understanding, many of them which delivered product support or delivered services with our product. We can be there to help address those needs. So before I turn it back to turn it over for questions, a reminder of what Mary referred to in that as licensed sellers, you receive 100% compensation on selling AVP. Therefore, we certainly like to partner with you any possible deal that you may have, whether it's upcoming licenses, ELAs, to maybe even just some smaller packages, and hopefully that we can leverage AVP as part of that total package, if not supplemental. So, with that, puts us at an end. Again, there are some slide decks in the backup that you can refer to again on more detail on some of our offerings. As Mo offered and myself as well, here to help anyway. So feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions. But certainly at this point, I think we can open up the lines for people who want to ask questions at this point.
If you'd like to ask a question from the phones at this time, please press star then 1. To withdraw the question, press star then 2. Once again, for any phone questions, star 1. this time, I show no questions from the phones.
Okay. Mary, did you want to close out and add anything last minute?
Yeah, just want to remind on key concept that you guys very well already covered, but it's important maybe to, you know, kind of give us a final message, a final takeaway. Our main goal is to provide a return of investment to our customer, mainly on the two sides, you know, our reactive side and the proactive side. We try to push to try to invest more and demonstrate value add on the proactive side. But reality is that customers have more needs and urgency on the reactive side. So we've been able to demonstrate use of some of the examples in this deck. We can provide many more on specific scenario if that can help you to be more effective in demonstrating how AVP can demonstrate value add to your prospect or potential customer. You know, the efficiency on PMRs and even avoiding PMRs through having somebody, a technical advisor, a trusted advisor dedicated to the customer is key to avoid, you know, the customer to go through the tool and processes and open the PMR and just get assistance right away, because whoever you talk to, they will tell you how much it's painful for them to open a PMR. And we have our own cost for a PMR within IBM, but I tell you, customers have their own too, so they can equally, they can quickly tell you how much, you know, equates a PMR in terms of cost on their side. I tell you, many customers tell me, I don't want to open a PMR. I open only, you know, severity 1 and severity 2 because really those are impacting my business. Otherwise, minor issue, I can live with that. So we've been able to demonstrate a lot of to a lot of big customers how effective this program is. So we are here. We've been trying to share with you some of our, let's say, if you want, expertise and some success stories, but we have many more that we can share with you. And LACMO and Sanjay said that the partnership for us is very important. So feel free to call any of us for any specific needs that you may have, and we will be there to help you. And with that, I'm done. So thank you so much for joining this call today.
Thank you for participating on today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.